So what was it like growing up with a sailor for a father?
I didn't see him as much of him as I'd like to, but it's I always realized we had to eat too.
Yeah.
That's what he used to tell us. You know, he said, I like to be home Christmas. He said, but we have to eat after Christmas too. And my father, he never got a license. He was AB and bosun, what have you. Mm-hmm. Now my son's a master of a ship. My nephew's a master of a ship.
Yeah, you got it in your blood, I guess.
Yeah.
And your brother, other than the Navy, did he sail?
Yeah, and then he sailed after the war for a while. He, you know, he went in and he sailed in the Somers area. And he went to college on the GI Bill. Mm-hmm. He started out at Florida State. He was there about 2 years. He went down to Mexico City College. It's basically a university now. And he went down there, and he was a newspaper man. He worked for the Associated Press for most of his life there. Matter of fact, he interviewed Fidel Castro in 1959.
Really?
Yeah, he spoke Spanish real good.
He was based out of Mexico?
Yeah, that's where he was at. I remember when he was a newspaper man down in Texas. He was down in Houston there, and Guy used to be mayor of New York. He was down in Mexico. Wagner, he used to, mm-hmm. he used to come up and see him there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, occasionally there. Yeah, my brother died about 20 years ago.
Mm. So you must have sailed out of Newark quite a bit with Sea Lane.
Oh yeah.
Before that, on the break bulk ships, where you're out of Manhattan, probably.
Yeah, well, when I was on break bulk ships, I was in the forecastle then. I where the headquarters was. Most steamship companies were here in New York. There was quite a few in Boston back then. Mm. It was headquartered there, but we didn't have much to do with the, you know, ships, and I was in the forecastle with people in the office.
Yeah.
Well, like Waterman, they was a big ship. They was out of Mobile, Alabama. They had 50 ships or so.
Hmm.
Well, they had 500 ships when World War II ended. It was operating 500 ships.
Hmm.
That's who really was the forerunner of Sealand. Malcolm McLean bought part of Waterman Company in 1954 with the intentions of revamping it, these containers.
And that's after his trucking business, right?
Yeah. Well, he still had his trucking business.
Right.
I don't think they're any in business anymore, McLean Trucking. They was a real big trucking company. One time, him and his brother started, they was kids in 1934, started one little tanker, truck.
Yeah. When you were working for Sealand, was there a sense of, you know, did everybody kind of know who Malcolm McLean was? Was he kind of like the figurehead, or was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was, and he was pretty hands-on, too. He'd come down. He'd come down and visit the ships occasionally. He'd down in his office, and everybody respected him a lot, too. He really, it was a hell of a job that he'd done this, and really what put Sealand over the top. About 1967, Ludwig, he used to own a bunch of tankers. Mm-hmm. He come in there and put $50 million into Sealand.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them over the top. And they could do a lot of things with that kind of money. 1967, $50 million is a lot different than what $50 million today is.
Yeah. That must have been kind of unique for when you were sailing with other companies. There wasn't really an equivalent to, you know, to put a face to the company. Would there have been, do you know what I mean? If you're sailing for Sealand, you know you're sailing for Malcolm McLean. You see him occasionally. Would that have been true elsewhere for another company?
Possibly. I understand Robin Line used to be, when they did it, they had it. They was pretty much a lot more family-oriented. And I can't speak for people like Likes Brothers. I never was on a Likes Brothers ship. They was a big steamship company back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Waterman. Of course, it was a lot different when you were sailing in the forecastle, and they might have had more contact with officers. I don't know, because I was in the forecastle then. I really don't know.
Yeah.